Hi, it's your girl Food for Thought. I've been off the mic for a while because I was on vacation meeting in-laws. So I have a question of the day, finally. I hope y'all missed me. The question of the day is, do you think social media causes insecurities? If so, explain why. So I have several comments, so I'm just going to read a little bit of them and I'll do a part two on it. And I'll just read the comments and have my response on it. So it says, no, if anything, it's normalizing literally everything. And I said, really? And then another one says, I think so. People don't even look at like themselves anymore. Editing pictures, Photoshop, posing, and everyone is looking like they're having the time of their life. While in your head, most people should know social media is selective and not real. It could get to you. Also, people are honest on social media. Things you would never say to someone's face is so easy to type on the keyboard. So I feel like social media does kill, you know, insecurities. And I also think it kills women's insecurities the most, because I feel like it's different from a guy's perspective, because guys don't care as much as women, because women are more sensitive than guys. It all depends on the people and their emotions. So you know how when you post something on social media and you want so much attention, like if you post a good picture and you just want like a bunch of attention and a bunch of likes, and you only get like what, 5 likes, and you're like, I wish I had more likes by now. Like, you get kind of bummed out. Like, even I saw people commenting on the status saying, like, you know, like they would delete the photo if they didn't get enough likes. I feel like if you want to look good and you feel good about yourself, then you know what, go ahead and keep the photo up there. Like, screw what people think. If you feel good within yourself and you're secure within yourself, then keep the picture up. Look at it, have it as your freaking phone screen saver or anything like that. Have it on your wall, like, damn, like, have it on your TV. And you know, that's just how I am. Like, I don't get that much likes on my Facebook, but I really don't give a shit, honestly, because I feel good about myself. As long as I feel good, that's all that matters. And that's the thing that social media really doesn't teach, is self-love and loving yourself. Because with social media, you can say anything online, it could affect the person or affect other people by them just reading it. And it's pretty messed up in the society that it's just like that in the 21st century with social media. And people edit their photos, and you know, some people don't look like how they are in person, which isn't 100% bad if you edit your photos, because like Instagram is for editing your photos. So you know, like, it's just a part of social media. And I feel like people like to give a lot of hate on social media as well, so it like kind of knocks you down. But I feel like you shouldn't pay attention to social media if you want to take a picture, if you want to feel good about yourself. Don't run to social media. Like, even if you have like personal problems, then people like rather tell their family or friends or somebody close, and they'll just tell social media. And I feel like the people on social media really don't give a crap about you. So like, why post anything about, you know, any of your personal business? Because it's just something in the next thing that they're gonna gossip about, just like your pictures. Like, I know people have their flaws and they're very insecure about it, and they like basically cry wolf on social media and try to get likes to, you know, build their self-esteem up, which is pretty messed up in this generation. Because I feel like you should build self-esteem within yourself. Like, everybody is beautiful in their own way, everybody has their flaws. And that's just what I think about the whole social media and your insecurities. You should never be insecure about yourself. Like, love yourself first before anything. Never pay attention to the internet for anything about like pictures that you're posting or anything like that. Never look for love in different places, you know, for your security, for you to feel secure in order to feel good about yourself, instead of just loving yourself in general. So that is my quick segment of the day, which is about social media and insecurities. I hope you guys enjoy listening, and also stay tuned to listen more, because I might do another topic today. And I'm also going to do a part two, and I'm just going to read the comments about my question of the day. And as usual, have a nice evening, have a nice day. And if this is due to different time zones, and follow me on Instagram, SHARDEY17, and I'm out. Bye, guys. Hey guys, it's your girl Food for Thought, and I am just reading the comments on my segment, which is about insecurities. So the question of the day was, do you think social media causes insecurities? If so, explain why. One person says, kind of, because people like to roast people because of a disagreement. Those are not good pictures you will not post or make public. People arguing with who looks better than who. and you not looking good in their eyes, you can have an opinion for some reason. And I said, true, there are some positives, but more and more I see people showcasing their lower selves than the higher. Another comment says, yes, it causes people to seek approval from people that will never meet in real life. People are now constantly explaining themselves or every move that they make to look a certain way to others on social media. People are scared to just be themselves now. Another one says, yes, because many post the good and never the bad, or they post the award but never the hustle, which is 100% true, because like, we gotta see, you know, you working on yourselves or something instead of being insecure on social media. And another one says, I think it could be I can't say the word, so I'm not gonna say it. It could be an insecurity problem. Social media is such a large part of our lives in the 21st century. It can have just as much of an effect on self-esteem as any other form of socialization. Another one says no, because insecure people come to social media already insecure about themselves. I mean, some people do that, but I guess that's just them, in my opinion. So we're gonna read a few more comments, because there was a few more comments on my page. And it says, yes, because people try to look perfect for the world to see, but I know I'm better than that, and do not compare myself to anyone. And the last comment, it says, it's because people cause insecurities. If you're constantly following people who think you are quote unquote perfect and compare yourself to them. So those are the comments from my segment, which is regarding to insecurities. And the question of the day was, do you think social media causes insecurities? If so, explain why. So feel free to call in and have your input on my segment regarding to insecurities. Do you think social media causes insecurity, or do you think people are just insecure in general? I hope you guys have a wonderful evening, and you guys have a wonderful night, and thank you so much for listening in. Bye guys.